My girlfriend had an issue. You told her not to do anything about it. I was just going to bring that up.
I think that's too personal to talk about on the air, even on this station. Oh, you mean employment law?
Yeah, employment law.
Yes. Actually, what happened is that she came to me one day and said that she'd had a really bad time with an employer who was failing to monitor hostile behavior by a bunch of employees.
By her supervisor.
Well, supervisor and the employees.
And her fellow employees, right.
Right. And I said it seemed like it was too much City Hall and not enough her. You know, there was just going to be too big of a fight, and she just was better off, even as mad as she was, just moving on.
Well, you know, her main concern, I think, in not moving forward was that she was afraid for her own personal safety because she thought that her supervisor was nuts.
Right.
So do you run into this often where and do you in general recommend that if they think that they're dealing with someone who's actually nuts, that they should not pursue their legal...
No, the nuts criterion is not really one that I use in the law. It has more to do with how strong is the proof of liability and how large are damages. So, for example, in her case, she had just gotten there. This was like a 3-week
She was there a few weeks. Right.
You know, and I said to her, if you were a 30-year employee, if you were 62 years old, if your whole life was bound up with this group, this company, this employer, that's one thing. Hmm. But in her circumstances, it just would embroil her in a mess for a lengthy period of time.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't want people.
You don't even know she would want that job after
right.
a while. You know?
Well, no. Well, that was another thing is that they hired her to do job A, and then they threw in a warehouse.
Yeah.
And she
right.
did job B.
And right. she was with a bunch of young guys who were mouthing off and saying uh-huh. stuff that was not polite to her or any of them.
Right.
So, but here's the thing. You know, sometimes like we'll see somebody come in and say, I think I've got a great medical malpractice case against some doc, and we'll listen. And it turns out it was like, you know, they took out my tooth and I had 10 weeks of pain. And I say, you know what? That's like you're talking about 5 years, $100,000 of costs just to get to a jury.
Right.
Why don't you just go make a complaint to the medical board? You know what I mean?
Right.
They're just sometimes that's just the better way to go.
Or the better business bureau, right?
Arguably, sure. That
something,
could be.
Something like that.
Just something. You know, I mean, that it's just you have to measure, is it really going to be worth it at the end of the day? And I have to be concerned about that for the client who's going to say at the, you know, they'll look back and go, how could you have gotten me on this path?
Right.
When, as it turns out, this has been way longer and more expensive, and I've moved on. That's
and then you'd say, hear it.
Right,
boy, you'd hear it, man.
That's why I say, tell me how you're going to feel about this in 5 years.
Right.
You know, so we have to be careful who we take in because we're going to be living with that case for a long time.
Right.